Well, welcome to the online service in this edition of Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. When we were getting together for Bible study on Wednesday night before COVID, we were picking up and studying the book of Proverbs. And we would study a book of Proverbs, well, I guess it is a book of Proverbs because it's got the lots of Proverbs in the book. But anyhow, we would study a chapter at a time, a chapter a week. And whenever the COVID hit, of course, we couldn't do that. And I felt bad about that because the book of Proverbs is a very interesting book. It's an easy book to read out of all of the Bible because it's in pithy little sentences. But more importantly, the wisdom and understanding that's in the book of Proverbs is just amazing. So I didn't want to let that just skip out, because when I teach the Bible, I also am blessed because I pick up things and learn things myself. So I enjoy doing this, and hope and pray that you're receiving some blessings from it as we study the book of Proverbs together, because it's all about understanding. And I think most of us want spiritual understanding. I really don't know of anybody that I ever met in my life that didn't want to have a better understanding of the book of God called the Bible, and also be able to have spiritual understanding and spiritual discernment. But sometimes we're just not willing to pursue it any further than listening to a few sermons or rushing through maybe a 10-minute Bible reading. Our Daily Bread is a good one to pursue Bible study because it has not only a little devotional in it, it's got the scripture and it's got the commentaries about the scripture. But it's hard to, in our day and time, especially where we're so busy, at least we think we are, to be able to just study the Bible and do a word search and do a lot of the things to understand what's going on. Now, our failure to understand God's Word sometimes is just plain due to our unwillingness to invest the time and energy in persistent, serious Bible study. Now, we do persistent, serious Bible study when we're at church. Now, I know it's hard to do at home, but if you really want to understand the Scripture, if you consider following a focused and systematic plan of study, and you can do that just by following the lectionary. Phil puts the lectionary readings for the week current and next week in the bulletin, which you can also find on the online part of this service. So consider following some kind of systematic plan of study and to enrich your spiritual life. And make a commitment to apply to your daily life the truth that you learn. When God sees that we're serious about pursuing the truth and wisdom, you know, He'll open our mind to understanding the magnificent mysteries of the spiritual life. Because the Holy Spirit will teach you of the understanding. If you just ask Him, say, Holy Spirit, I'm not really sure what I read there. Help me understand. The Holy Spirit is the teacher, is the companion. Jesus said, when I go to be with the Father, I'll send one greater than I, the Holy Spirit. That way I can be with you always. I told you I would never leave you nor forsake you, and that's why I send the Holy Spirit. I'm not there in the physical sense right now, church, but I am with you every moment of your life and every moment of your day. The Holy Spirit is our advocate with the Father. Isn't that a neat thing when you think about it? But what about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Well, Solomon's teaching in chapter 3, I would like to do, because we were going to study the whole book of Proverbs, and I'd like to take this opportunity in the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers to do that one week at a time. We'll do Proverbs chapter 3 this week. And Solomon is writing to his son in verse 1 and 2. It says, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commandments in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity." So as we look at the book of Proverbs, it's a very short, like I said, it's an easy book to read. Proverbs chapter 3 has only got 35 verses in it. And you can, you put the, it says in Romans 11, I think 10:17, that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So you take the book of Proverbs and you read it out loud to yourself, you will really develop a lot of faith. But when Solomon's saying to his son, he says, that's good advice. It reminds me of the whole book of Proverbs 3, which includes a wise advice from a parent to a beloved child, and the familiar passage, especially applicable to the situations in verses 5 and 6, where it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Make path straight means that God will guide us towards His goals for our growth. His ultimate goal is that we become more like Him. Does it mean that the paths He chose us will be easy? No, maybe not. But I can choose the path and the direction that I want to go, and I can simply trust His direction and His timing. They're ultimately good for me in my life. So today's reading in chapter 3, you know, says, trust in the Lord and He will make your path straight. Well, in the Israelites at that time, when the day and time when Solomon wrote the book of Proverbs, they traveled everywhere on foot, mostly, or maybe on a donkey or on horse, but pretty much they were committed to traveling by foot. So navigation was a life-saving skill. You had to know where you're going or why you're going there. You need to identify and avoid hazardous roads, which are vulnerable to thieves and wild animals at that day and time, and sudden drop-off. And you also needed to make sure you had a safe way back home. So as you read the book of Proverbs, pay attention to the many references to journeys or paths, especially in the first 9 chapters. It's an invitation for us to trust God, and it's a wonderful way to be able to, feed on the Word of God, because it'll give us a better understanding of really who we are and what we're trying to do. So with that, I just wanted to encourage you to read the book of Proverbs and to be able to put that Word of God down in your heart. And you need to maybe just think about some things as you study the book. How it's shown up in the past. You'll hear some things in the book of Proverbs that you've heard maybe growing up from family and friends, some little catchy phrases, and it all comes from the book of Proverbs. So it's a challenge. I know it's a challenge, but I hope and pray that you will read chapter 3 this week in your own personal study. Like I say, it's an easy book to read, and I can guarantee you, you'll be blessed. So with that, my thoughts and prayers and things that we talk about, there's a lot of things going on in this world that we need to pray about and seek God's wisdom in all areas of our life and also for the world. I don't have any particular prayer requests, although you can find them online as you go onto the online service and you look at down here where it says Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers, and you click on the slides, and it'll take you to the all the prayers and so forth that we're lifting up in writing, people that we know about. But there's always prayers that we don't know about, and we can also bring them into the throne of grace too by praying for them. And I said it many times, and you heard me say it many times, and I don't know, it's just something that you really got to think about. God loves you. He created us for relationship with Him, and He wants to hear from us, and you can talk to Him. You know, that's all prayer is, and you can do it internally, you can do it spiritually, you can say it out loud. I like to talk out loud to God sometimes when I'm just walking through or doing some work and different things, and every once in a while somebody will say, who are you talking to? Oh, I'm talking to God. How can you do that? Well, Jesus said to the disciples the same thing when they said, Lord, what do you go off by yourself for? Well, after a hard day of ministry, we come in here, we build a fire, we eat, and I have to eat because I'm in my physical body, but I get tired like you guys, and I also just need to take time to be alone to talk to the Father. Talk to the Father? Yeah. How can you do that? Well, he says, I want to give you a little model prayer that you can use for all of your prayers to line up with. And we call it the Lord's Prayer. But technically, the Lord's Prayer is found in John 17 when Jesus prayed for us. Can you imagine Jesus praying for us? Well, anyhow, this little model prayer I want to close with, and it's familiar to all of us, is called the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, I hope and pray you didn't mind me rambling around a little bit on our pastor's thoughts and prayers. But I hope and pray you get something out of it. And if you would just give Phil a note or myself a note or a call or text or something if you have a specific prayer that you would like us to lift up, because we do know and trust in intercessory prayer. Have a wonderful, blessed day.